If you're a single mom during the holidays or the parent who does everything while everyone just shows up, this is for you. Because somehow we blinked, August turned into December, and here we are again. Because tell me why being a mom during the holidays feels like running a full-scale production and you're the only one who doesn't get a gift? Yeah, stay with me. This is Single Mom Saga, Episode 5, Holiday Hustle, Queen Energy. Because this isn't about what's in your hands or in your glass, it's about who's carrying the crown. If you're a single mom, a primary parent, or just the one who carries the mental load in your household, you already know how this goes. Life happens, kids happen, work happens. And yes, it's been a couple weeks since my last episode. Turns out life doesn't care about release schedules. Well, and some nights I just want to sit in my chair and watch my New York Knicks win. Let's go for that chip. So this one is about the holidays, because apparently that's when moms unlock their final form. Anime moms, I don't need to explain it. Consider that your love note. Because nobody really prepares you for the fact that once you become a parent, especially a single parent, the holidays turn into a full-blown logistics operation. I'm talking gifts, wrapping, school events, spirit weeks, class parties, teacher gifts, and somehow still remembering to buy those damn batteries. And in this house, we don't do no Elf on the Shelf because I don't need some nasty haunted doll watching me. And if you're married, single, co-partnering, partnered, whatever label you're using this year, let's be honest. One parent usually carries the holiday mental load, and 9 times out of 10, it's us. The moms, the magic makers, the ones out here with 3 tabs open, Amazon Prime on speed dial, and hopefully a nice Prosecco chilling in the fridge like a reward you haven't earned yet. And here's the thing, I don't mind doing it, even though it is a lot of work and a lot of money. Because as I've gotten older, the holidays stopped being about me and became about seeing everything through my kids' eyes. But I'll also say this, the holidays look very different when you're an adult. It's easy to get so caught up in the lists, the expectations, the traditions, the noise, that you miss the forest for the trees. You forget that the point isn't perfection, it's presence. The excitement, the belief, the joy. And I won't lie, that actually heals a part of you. And just to be clear, this is not one of those guilt conversations. We already did that episode and nobody needs a sequel. This is about holding space for the real stuff without turning the holidays into something heavy or sad. Because honestly, most of the time it's not tragic, it's just layered. And sometimes it's a little funny when you step back and look at it. But there's also a quiet side of the holidays people do not talk about. Because for a lot of us, there were years where we were doing all of this with a partner in our house who didn't see it, didn't acknowledge it, didn't thank you, didn't think to put anything under the tree for you. And that kind of stuff doesn't just disappear. It tucks itself deeply into your nervous system. So now here I am, and my daughter feels like she needs to overcompensate. She wants to spend so much money on me. She worries about making these things even. She's so thoughtful when she wants to be, but it almost hurts. And listen, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. I kind of get emotional just thinking about it. But there's also this dichotomy, because part of you still wants that feeling of a thoughtful partner, of being seen without having to ask. Of someone saying, I got you. And there's the other part of you that realizes if I'm doing this right, I'm raising kids who will be thoughtful partners someday. Kids who see the work, kids who don't take people for granted, and kids who also learn something just as important, that things don't have to be perfect to be meaningful. In fact, the imperfect moments, those are the ones people remember the most, and they are the best. You know, the mismatched wrapping paper, the late dinners, the laughing through the chaos, and the family game nights. That's the stuff that sticks. And I do want to say this gently. For anyone listening who doesn't have a big family or doesn't have the support system they wish they had, I see you too. The holidays can be hard. And sometimes we put so much pressure on people to celebrate that we forget not everyone experiences the season the same way. And that's okay too. The holidays don't always have to be loud or traditional or performative. Sometimes they can be quiet. Sometimes they can be internal. A moment to pause, a moment to reset, a moment to acknowledge. I made it another year. And that matters. And when it comes to our kids, it's also on us to teach them that every family does things differently. Different traditions, different beliefs, different ways of celebrating or not celebrating at all. And that those differences aren't something to question or tear down. They're something to respect. Because belief in magic, in meaning, in each other, that's fragile and beautiful. And protecting that in our kids and in other people is part of the real work. And that's just Christmas, because then comes New Year's. Now, I've never liked New Year's, even as a kid. The pressure, the countdown, the new year, new you nonsense. I've always been more of a, can we treat January like any other month kind of girl? Because life doesn't magically reset at midnight. Shit, I know my bills don't. My trauma doesn't. My healing definitely doesn't. And my rent is still due that same day. But I do understand the desire to refresh, to breathe, to say, okay, what do I want more of this year? And maybe even more importantly, what do I want less of? Less pressure, less guilt, less carrying everything alone, and a shitload more grace. So if you're listening to this and you're tired or emotional or doing all the things with a smile while holding it together with caffeine and vibes, I see you. Pour that Prosecco, Coquito, or tea within moderation. Wrap the gifts in perfectly. Let the kids see the joy and the mess, because the holidays aren't about being perfect. They're about presence, not just gifts. Perspective, and knowing that even if you didn't always get what you needed or wanted, you're creating something better. More episodes, including Single Mom Saga, live on the Prosecco Queens podcast. If this hit, subscribe, rate, review, and pass it along. You never know who may need it. Happy holidays.